One of the biggest moves for the Vikings this offseason was the re-signing of defensive end Everson Griffin, who was going to get more opportunity to make plays for the Vikings defense in 2014. Let's take a look at the tape and show you all the different ways Everson Griffin can impact a game. We all know Everson Griffin as that speedy edge rusher who can sack the quarterback, but with a big contract and a bigger role, Everson is going to have to make some plays against the run. Here's some good news. He can do it, and he can do it on both sides of the line of scrimmage. On this first play against the New York Giants, here is Everson Griffin lining up at left defensive end. He's going to have a one-on-one matchup with the right tackle. As this play begins, you're going to watch Everson engage with the right tackle, and the right tackle is trying to seal Everson off from the play to open up a running lane for the running back and the fullback. But Everson will not have any of that. He sheds the block from the right tackle, steps into the gap, and makes a play on the running back. That's a tackle for loss. The next play we're going to show you comes against the Cleveland Browns. Here you have Everson Griffin lined up at right defensive end, and he's going to go against Joe Thomas, the Browns' left tackle, who's only made the Pro Bowl every year since 2007. Joe Thomas is going to try and seal Everson out of this play, but Everson is able to shed the block, knife into the backfield, and make a play on the running back. That's Everson Griffin making two plays in the running game, one from the left side of the field and one from the right. The next play comes from the 2012 season against the St. Louis Rams. Everson Griffin is lined up here at left defensive end, but he's not going to rush the passer on this play. What the Vikings are going to do is blitz Jasper Brinkley from the middle linebacker spot, drop Chad Greenway into coverage, and drop Everson Griffin into coverage on a zone blitz. This play by Everson Griffin demonstrates his athleticism, where he can drop into zone coverage, step into the lane, intercept a Sam Bradford pass, and take it all the way to the end zone for a touchdown. The final play, this is Everson Griffin when he's at his best, his bread and butter rushing the passer, lining up here at left defensive end against the Green Bay Packers. This is where Everson uses his explosiveness, and the right tackle has no chance. Outside speed rush into the backfield, sacking Aaron Rodgers. Being able to make plays against the run, being able to drop into a zone blitz, intercept the pass, and get to the end zone, and then the bread and butter rushing the passer from the defensive end. That's why the Vikings gave Everson Griffin a big contract and more responsibility.